Yeah, loving it. It's a really good place to be. Settled in really quickly, moved up with my wife and little baby. So we settled into a nice house in Warrington, and yeah, it's really good up here.
And you're a northern lad, aren't you, having sort of read a back up your new, on your background?
Yeah, I've been around a bit. I've been in the north for a while now. I was actually born in the Midlands, but I'm sort of been taken in by the northern folk, and yeah, it's a good part of the country.
I've also read enough of your background. You played a bit of rugby league growing up as well. So was it a late switch to union?
It was actually a late switch to league and then back to union. So from the age of 6 till 8 to 18, I actually played union. And then I was at Hull Rugby Union, and the head coach, the coach at the time, Lee Radford, was captain of Hull FC.
Of course, yeah.
So he just said, come down to training for a bit. And they signed me off the back of that. So I went to rugby league for a couple of years.
So you've done the opposite of Josh Sharney, basically.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
How was it? Did you obviously... completely different sport. It must have been very different time of your life.
Yeah, very different. It's very strange, sort of knowing where to go on a rugby union pitch, going onto a rugby league pitch and thinking, what am I doing? I remember the first time I played, I stood up from a tackle and just ran off, and didn't stay square at the marker and just tackle someone. And the guy that I tackled was just like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know. But no, it came eventually, and yeah, I was there for a couple of years.
So, obviously, maybe it didn't work out. You enjoy union more? What was the switchback? Why?
I think union was just so much more natural for me. I understood the game better. And I had a good opportunity at Rotherham when it came about. So, yeah.
Obviously, quite a lot of rugby league influence here. The likes of Paul Deakin, Mike Forshaw, Josh Charney's come over. Has that sort of helped? Can you see, because of your coaching and playing in league, that the influence on Sale?
Yeah, definitely. We run quite a similar attack to a lot of rugby league teams, and the boys have got a skill set to do it, which is nice. And yeah, I've just sort of slotted into that easily. I know what sort of lines I need to run, and yeah, Forsh and Deeks tell me what I'm doing wrong.
what's it been like in the back row? Because when everyone's fit, there's quite a few options back there. Obviously, you're going up against kind of Josh at 8. You can play a bit at 6 as well, but there's a lot of competition in that back row.
Yeah, it only makes the whole squad stronger and the pack stronger if there's that competition. We all push each other in training, and when we got the opportunities in games, we really go for it. So I think having that strength there isn't really a worry for any of us. It's good to know that if we put it all out there and hurt ourselves, then there's someone that can do it again. And we just look after each other and look after the team.
What's kind of the main difference you found between Leicester and Sale? Obviously, I know Leicester's kind of a huge deal in Leicester along with Leicester City last year, but it seems a lot more kind of enclosed and intense with the rugby there, rather than maybe Sale's a bit more sporadic with all the football and rugby league in Greater Manchester.
Yeah, I mean, there's just a lot more sport in general around here. Everything, obviously last year for Leicester, it was the football, which was incredible for them. So that sort of spread it out a bit. But up here, it seems to... The pressure seems to have been lifted a little bit. But we know that we're building nicely and slowly, and we're getting more and more people to the ground. We're getting bigger games in Europe. It's just a good place to be at the moment, I think.
Do you enjoy the kind of the big city maybe diluted a bit rather than the kind of intenseness of Leicester?
Yeah, it's nice actually. So I live in Warrington, like I said, but it's nice to drive in, and there's lots of little different areas of Manchester, which is nice. So obviously we've got the spinning fields that the boys frequent. But no, it's a good place.
And you mentioned there about the changes, bigger crowds. I don't think the takeover had happened when you had agreed to sign, but that must have been, when you come in the summer, such a kind of exciting time, and with all the changes, the pushing for top four, it's a club going places.
Yeah, obviously when I came for the original chat and talking about signing here, that was always the plan. It was always the plan to try and go top four and try and build on what they've done in previous seasons, and I thought it was just a great place to be. And then when the takeover happened and all the positive support and everyone wanted to put into the club, it's only going to get better. So it was nice, yeah.
And it seems to be, as it's always talked about here, kind of this local core of lads, a lot of young lads coming through, Northwest lads. Do you think that's important for the club? I know obviously you're a new signing, but coming from the outside in, but they've got some local lads that fans can attach to, you know, and it's a big part of being the Northwest club.
Yeah, definitely. There's boys that have grown up in the little outskirts and villages and places like that a lot of the fans are from and know, and they know their families. And even though Manchester's such a big area, the homegrown talent has brought it together. and it's good to have them in the squad, and it's good to have them in the team. Like every week, they're really pushing for the team, and there's boys that are playing really well, so it's good.
Spoke about being a kind of honorary Northerner. There's a couple of articles, I don't know if you've seen the newspapers, about, you know, a bit disrespectful that there's only Mike Haley from Sale, that the only player that's in the England squad, and the RFU neglecting the North. Do you feel like the RFU kind of does enough for Northern rugby? Because there's such, obviously, league union talent base out there, but the majority of clubs are in the South.
Yeah, it's obviously hard for everyone to get the same treatment. Mm. Obviously, Newcastle all the way up, and then us sort of halfway down. There's just a lot of teams that have got massive squads and a lot of money, and they all seem to be in the South. But I don't think, I won't say we're neglected, I think just sometimes overlooked. But this season, I think we're proving that we don't need to be overlooked anymore, and we're a good side.
There's
good players here.
Yeah. The World Cup as well, the England-Uruguay game, which was a dead rubber, and 40,000 people ended up at the Etihad, and St James's Park was sold out. Would you like to see an England test maybe move around from Twickenham? I know, obviously, it makes huge amounts of money. It's a bit like a mecca for rugby. But, getting England out and about?
Yeah. Again, it is difficult because, obviously, those boys that are in that England squad, they know where they're going to go and play. Like, we want to have the AJ Bell as a fortress and a stadium that we're really proud of. And as a nation, I think that's what England want. I can see why they do keep it down there, but obviously it'll be nice for fans to have a game at Old Trafford or whatever. But I think it's a difficult one for the England setup and the RFU to sort of up sticks and move for a game every few weeks. Mm. Because Twickenham's unbelievable. Yeah, it is pretty cool down there.
So when I came up, I played in the school just north of Leeds. Where did you sort of, where was your rugby system? How did you come through?
So, here we go.
Long story.
Yeah. So I actually started playing at six when my dad took me down to Kesteven Rugby, which is in Grantham. Little place, little club. I was there until I was 16. My dad coached me, dad reffed me. And then I moved away from there and went to Nottingham. I was at Nottingham for a couple of years and then got into the academy there. And then that was when my manager sent me over to Hull Rugby Union because they needed a back row.
Yeah.
So I went there. I went to Bishop Burton College there. And then Rugby League for 2 years. And then Rotherham for 2 years. Right. And now I'm here.
So okay. So not totally here. Northern system. Yeah. How was it being reffed and coached by your dad?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah?
Sometimes it's a bit awkward on the way home. But he understood that when we were there, that I wasn't his son and he wasn't my dad, so we tried to keep it professional. But no, he understood that at a point of sort of 14, 15, that I was going past what he could teach me. So I think that's where he took a step back and let the pros have a go at it.
Was that a bit awkward when he sort of...
Not at all, he just wanted the best for me, so yeah. He understood that and I understood that, so yeah.